Please note the square charge array involving two negative charges from DNA phosphates, diagonally situated from one another, and two positive charges from lysine or arginine R groups, also diagonally situated. Let's bring in a little box to mark these charges. This is precisely the square-shaped charge array we borrowed, so to speak, from the protamine DNA model, and is one of the key features of that structure. The principle here is quite the same. Adjacent columns of DNA tetraplexes and protamine beta strands can align as shown, with the respective positive and negative charges lying at the corners of a square. Since the diagonals of a square are 1.41 times the lengths of the sides, and since charge interactions vary with the square of the distance, the attractive forces in the sides of these squares are approximately twice the magnitude of the repulsive forces at the diagonals, making this a very stable structure where it can be found.